Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Did you know you touch your face 3 to 5 times every minute, which equals about 4,800 times a day? Multiply it by the minutes you're awake. And that's just one of the many things you learn from the movie Contagion that makes you feel pretty gross about touching subway poles, living in a city of over 8 million people if you live in New York, and very vulnerable to disease. Here's a bit from the trailer.
So we have a virus with no vaccine at this time.
It's figuring us out faster than we're figuring it out.
In 3 months, it's 1 billion sick. That's where we're headed.
People will panic.
Where are you right now? Don't touch anyone.
It's the new Steven Soderbergh movie starring Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Lawrence Fishburne, Jude Law, and Kate Winslet. It's about the global outbreak of a deadly virus that ends up killing millions in a matter of months. Public health officials in the movie are trying to find patient zero while trying to develop a vaccine before basically everyone on Earth dies. So right now we're going to do another of our Context in a Movie segments where we pair a film critic with an expert on issues explored in the film. Dana Stevens, the film critic for Slate and co-host of their Culture Gabfest podcast, is in our critic seat. Dr. Larry Madoff, we stress Madoff, not Madoff, is in our expert seat. He's the director of the Division of Epidemiology and Immunization at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. He's a professor of medicine at the UMass Medical School and editor of ProMed, an internet-based emerging disease surveillance system. He wrote about the movie for The Atlantic. Hey, Dana, welcome back. Dr. Madoff, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
Hi, good to be here.
And I should say, it's going to be hard to discuss this film without a few spoilers. So listeners, if you're planning on seeing the movie and you don't know, want to know any more about it than you already do, go listen to a classical piece on WQXR and come back in 5 minutes. But guaranteed to walk out of this movie feeling like washing your hands and vowing never to touch your face again or shake anybody else's hand. Dana, is this movie a thriller or a procedural or a portrait of a virus? In film critics' terms, what is this movie? Why would people want to see such a thing?
Well, I think people should see such a thing if they're interested and if they're not too germophobic. It's really, I mean, it would be an intense horror movie if you were an intense germaphobe. But I'm not sure the movie itself knows which of those things it wants to be. For me, it was most successful as, I guess, a procedural, almost a didactic lecture on what a global pandemic like this might look like, and maybe less compelling as drama.
Dr. Madoff, was this movie good epidemiology, whether or not it was good movie making?
Yes, I think it was true in many ways, and I agree with Dana that it is almost documentary-like in its portrayal of what an epidemic might look like.
Could this happen?
Yes, I think it could happen. It has happened, and it's likely to happen again.
Can I ask a question for Dr. Madoff?
Please.
I read your piece in The Atlantic on the movie, and I was curious in what you had to say about the blogger character played by Jude Law, who's essentially, along with the virus, the main villain of the movie. And you were talking about the role that social media could play in a hypothetical situation like this, and that it might not be all bad.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we've seen perhaps the double-edged sword of social media in political terms in places like Egypt and so forth, where it has had both a positive, has had largely a positive role in bringing people together and informing people when sort of traditional channels don't work. And I think that social media and informal disease surveillance activities like the kind that ProMed does and other organizations do also have a positive force to bear. So that's what I said. I was a little disappointed that the one representative of kind of the unofficial sector in the movie was rather a villain.
Well, that Jude Law character, he's kind of a conspiracy theorist blogger.
Right, who spreads rumors, false rumors about cures for the virus, alternative cures for the virus, and so it's implied that he's responsible for the death of hundreds of thousands or millions of people with his false information.
Dr. Madoff, should we stop shaking hands with everybody?
Handshaking has been with us for a long time, and I think we've pretty well adapted to controlling epidemics. You know, does that mean that occasionally a handshake will spread something, and during an outbreak setting it might be worth changing our habits? Yes, that's absolutely true, but I don't think handshaking is likely to go away.
I feel like we kind of went through this just a couple of years ago, and it turned out to be a false alarm with the swine flu virus. The virus in the movie is a novel virus. That means one that's never been seen on Earth before, and therefore there's no vaccine and no one is inoculated for it. I feel like that more or less was the case when the swine flu was discovered recently, first in Mexico, and then there were cases in New York, and everybody was running around saying, oh my God, everybody's going to die. And, you know, a few people did die, tragically, but it was not the pandemic of 1919.
Yes, it was not the pandemic of 1919, but I don't want to, I think the drawing a lesson from the swine flu epidemic that it wasn't serious would be the wrong one. It was not, perhaps, did not perhaps live up to all of our worst fears, but millions of people caught the virus, and at least around the world, hundreds of thousands of people died. It certainly caused a good deal of social disruption, school closures, et cetera. And so I don't want to underestimate that. But I agree with you. It wasn't the epidemic that's portrayed in this movie, nor was it in 1918.
Dana, what do you make of the mood of the film? Do you think that the characters, especially the World Health Organization representatives and Centers for Disease Control people, acted like there was a global pandemic going on? There's been a critique that they seem kind of mellow, considering. is this just, you know, professional detachment, or did you find them to be too calm?
You know, one thing I would not accuse this movie of is having a mellow mood. I found it very intense. I mean, even if it is, at times the characterizations are a little bit less than compelling because there are so many stars that nobody gets very much time on screen, it certainly is chair-gripping. So the mood I would not fault it with. And I would imagine, I mean, maybe Dr. Madoff can confirm this, that you have to be cool and collected if you're the head of the CDC proceeding in a situation like this. You're not going to be running around like a character in The Towering Inferno.
You certainly try to be calm and collected, and certainly there is some panic, and you try to contain it. I thought the characters in the film seemed relatively true to life. It bothered me a little bit that there were a lot of characters in real life who were telescoped into single characters in the movie. Obviously, you know, the movie shows a single epidemic intelligence service officer responding to this lethal outbreak. And in real life, of course, there would be many people responding.
That's some cast, by the way, Dana. How did this ensemble work together? Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Lawrence Fishburne, Jude Law, Kate Winslet?
They're all terrific. I mean, there are tons of great actors doing a lot with very little, but they do have very little to work with. And I almost wouldn't call it an ensemble cast because most of them don't share a screen together.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, appear in one context and then either die off or disappear from the movie. And so although they're doing a lot of great work, they're not really working together.
Having not seen it, what's the Matt Damon character?
He is the husband of Patient Zero. So this is not too much of a spoiler because it's evident, I think, in the trailer and even the poster. But Gwyneth Paltrow is the index patient, as they say, the first known person, I think the first person they finally figure out to contract this virus. And she's Matt Damon's wife. So she dies early in the movie, and he's sort of a detective trying to figure out what happened to her and also just trying to keep the rest of his family alive.
So, Dr. Madoff, explain how a virus can get so deadly and the concept of the R-naught, as it's called, which they discuss in the film.
Right. So the R-naught or R-zero is the rate at which a virus spreads. And if it spreads, if the R-naught is greater than one, then the virus spreads. You know, so for typical something like the influenza, it's R-naught could be 2 to 3. For something like very contagious disease like smallpox or measles, it can be much higher, 10 or 20. So we don't really learn what the R-naught of this virus is in the movie exactly, although it seems to be quite high. One of the things we know about viruses is that they change. They mutate, they adapt, they move into new environments, or conversely, we move into their environments and sort of inadvertently get involved in their life cycles where we haven't seen them before. The virus in the movie, I believe, is closely modeled on a real virus that has killed real people and has caused outbreaks and has spread from human to human and has a very high mortality rate, in fact.
It's our Context and a Movie series where we pair a film critic with an expert on issues explored in the film. Dana Stevens, film critic for Slate and co-host of their Culture Gabfest podcast in our critic seat today, and Dr. Larry Madoff in our expert seat, director of the Division of Epidemiology and Immunization at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, professor of medicine at UMass Medical School and editor of ProMed, an internet-based emerging disease surveillance system. Epidemiology, by the way, in case you don't know, means he studies not a disease in an individual, but the spread of disease through populations. So which character in the movie does that mean you are, Dr. Matt? Are you like the vaccine hunter characters?
Boy, she was a very, I found her character very compelling, and I wish I were her.
Are you talking about the Jennifer Ely character who makes
the
breakthrough? She's fantastic in
that. Yeah, and boy, you know, I and smart and passionate and all the things that I'd like to think I was, but I think probably in real life I'm might be more like the Kate Winslet character or the Lawrence Fishburne character, kind
who
of
does
a public
what?
Health official trying to do our job.
And I just hope I'm not the evil blogger character.
Dana, we have 30 seconds. Have you compared notes with other film critics? Do you think people reacted to the quality of the film by whether or not they were scared by the prospect of the content?
It did seem like a lot of writing on the film mentioned the paranoia that it instills and your fear to touch the doorknob on the way out of the movie theater. And I think in that sense, the movie has kind of done its job. I actually didn't mind that it was sort of an epidemiology lecture. I've never took epidemiology, and it's interesting to sit in front of a whiteboard and see beautiful Marion Cotillard explain the R-naught ratio to you.
And I guess if you liked Al Gore giving a lecture on global warming.
Right, filmed lectures, they're not all bad.
Deforestation even plays a role in this movie. We will leave that for those who see it. Dana Stevens from Slate, Dr. Larry Madoff from the state of Massachusetts. Thank you. This was great.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Dana.
Thank you a lot.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.